Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, today is Monday. Happy Monday to each and everyone that have tuned into the broadcast. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller, and I am so glad that you tune in. I thank and praise the Lord for the sunshine, and I trust that you had a glorious and a victorious weekend. I just thank and praise the Lord for what he is doing in the earth in this hour and time through the believers. Amen. Listen, regardless of what it looked like, regardless of whatever you feeling or whatever you seeing that is contrary to what is written, the Bible says what we see is only temporary. And I found out if what's going on in my life, what I'm seeing, is not lining up with the word of God, it can change. Do you hear me? It can change. But guess what? You have the authority in Jesus' name to change it. I just thank and praise the Lord for this day. And I thank and praise the Lord for just being saved. I thank and praise the Lord for Jesus coming and giving his life that I may have a right to live and experience this abundant life, eternal life. I just thank and praise the Lord because God is so great. And even in the time, as I say, we live in danger time. The Bible tells us that that would happen. But there too, again, we as born-again believers, listen, we as born-again believers, because of the blood of Jesus, because of what Jesus, we can go boldly to the throne of God in the time of need. I don't have to have nobody necessarily go before God for me, but I can go in Jesus' name and I can talk to the Father. And I just thank and praise the Lord for it. We thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong. He is the founder and the host of this broadcast. And I thank God for him and the Lord allowing us to play a part in it. I thank and praise the Lord for you that tune in consistent. You know, the Bible tells us, and Jesus said this in John, the 8th chapter, and it is so true. You know, I don't know about you, but I had to learn and practice being consistent. Jesus said in St. John, the 8th chapter, he said to those Jews that believed in him, he said, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciple indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And in the time and hour that we're living in, if you're not careful, when it comes down to spiritual things or the things of the Lord, his heart to be consistent. I want you to hear me. And you have to make up in your mind you're going to be consistent. You have to make up in your mind you're going to continue in the things of God, because there's so many things. We had always been that way, but more now than ever, that come to try to detract you from spending that time with the Lord, spending that time in his word. And I don't know about you, but God calling me and telling me more and more that I need to spend more time in his word, more time with him, you know. And I'm grateful for that. So we just thank and praise the Lord for it. And we've been in a series of teaching. We started in February. I believe it was in February. Every now and then I like to go back and bring people up to date. And we started in February. We was talking about the fear of the Lord. We did a series of talking about the fear of the Lord and how so many times a lot of the saints have lost their fear or reverence for God and the things of God. And we did that we started in the first month, and we just continued. And then the Lord had us in the second, starting in February, we was in Hebrews, the second chapter, in that first and second verse, where the Lord told us, we begin to share a talk about how we need to pay earnest heed to the things that we hear least at any time they slip. And the author was just letting the people know we need to take the message of God serious. We need to take the life and what Christ did for us, we need to take it serious. Please hear me. We need to be serious about the things of God. Because I found out the more that you walk with God, and if you're doing it on a consistent basis, it really makes a difference. Some people, they just say, I went to church. But even in going to the service, go in there with a mind, I want to receive. Go in there with expectation. I want to receive some from the Lord today. I want to hear. I want to hear what God is saying to me. You know, when the reality that came in my life, it made a difference. But I found out through a troubled time in my life over 30 years ago, it was a hard time. Something happened in my life, and it was a hard time. But I noticed every time I would go to service, not only just to the church that I joined, but whatever service I went to, when the man or the woman of God got up and began to minister, God was speaking through them to me. They was addressing my situation. They was giving me solution to some of the things I was experiencing. And through that, the church really became very important to me. Come on now, And then, when I read in the scripture, seeing, like I said, we talked about we must give close attention to God's word in our relationship to Christ. And that's the thing that the apostle were being led of the Spirit. And like I said, that was in Hebrews the 12th chapter. We were in the fourth verse. We was in Galatians. And looked like for the last 2 weeks, on Mondays and Thursdays, we've been stuck with 1 Peter 2:11. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're a minister of the gospel, you know what it means when I say stuck. It's like some people use the terminology, just scripture just laying in my spirit. And as I continue to study and meditate on it, I'm seeing more and more from it. So we gonna go there today, but we got some other scriptures we're going to go into. But this is the foundation, and we begin to talk about our conduct, how we supposed to conduct ourselves as born-again believers. Come on now. And that's why I said we need to take the message of God serious, whether the message that come across the podium in your personal church, and you need to take your relationship serious that you have with the Lord. We are spirit, we have a soul, we live in a body. We're going to go into that a little bit more today. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day. We just rejoice and we are glad in it. I thank you, Father, for your word that you're going to bring. I thank you for bringing enlightenment and understanding to those that have tuned in today. I cover the airways with the blood of Jesus, and I thank you and I praise you for it now in Jesus' name. Let's go to 1 Peter, and then we're going to bring you into the scripture that we have for the day. Let's go to 1 Peter 2:11. 1 Peter 2:11. 1 Peter 2:11. But at the beginning of that second chapter, and we did do the second, 1 Peter, the second chapter, the first three verses, and then we drop down to that 11th, I think it's, what is it? Yeah, the 11th verse. And let's go with the first verse. But listen, I'm going to read it from the Living Bible. Oh, yes, Prophet Miller like a Living Bible. But really, I like all of them. Because I really have a love for the word of God. I want to know. I really, truly want to know what God is saying to me and well as all of us in these last days. But in 1 Peter, that second chapter, from the Living Bible, it says, so get rid of all malice, behavior, deceit. Don't just pretend to be good. but done with hypocrisy and jealousy and backstabbing. You must crave pure spiritual milk so that you can grow into the fullness of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment as babies cry for milk. Now that you have had the taste of the Lord's kind. Other words, he's saying you need to have a desire to read the word. You ought to have a hunger to read the word. See, once you get born again, here's some things we have to do. Yes, all of God promises, yes and amen, but listen, they are conditioned. Some of the promise of God is conditioned. Yes, we were saved through faith in grace. That's what we would say. But listen, you and I have our part to play. And so many times we want God to do everything. We want our leaders to do everything. But Christianity is about a personal relationship with us in the Trinity. Come on, somebody. Okay, we're going to drop down to that 11th verse, as I stated. We're going to drop down to that 11th verse in this Living Bible. It says, dear brothers and sisters, you are foreign and alien here. So I warn you to keep away from evil desires. That's what we're going to lock in. With evil desire, because they fight against the very souls. Now, maybe Thursday I might get into the other part about when it comes down to people and authority, because I find out a lot of times people got, they don't understand when it comes down to submitting to those in authority. There's a lot of misunderstanding there. And some people, they have really left the church because of that. But anyway, we ain't going to talk about the submission part so much today. But a little bit of it, when it comes down to submitting to God, you can't really submit to people if you ain't totally submitted to the Lord. See, the Bible tells us to do everything as unto the Lord. Come on. The first commandment is to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Then the second commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. Everything we do is supposed to be as unto the Lord. Okay? Now, we're going to go, because like I said, when it comes down to our soul, and Romans, let's go to Romans 12 chapters. See, there too, again, like I said, I want you to put your eyes on it. I'm a strong believer in going to the scripture and putting your eyes on it. You need to see what the Bible is saying. You know, I have a lot of people, well, so-and-so said this and so-and-so said this. No, if you go put your eyes on it for yourself, you don't have to walk around and talk about what so-and-so said. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed. Listen, that's what we're going to be not conformed. You see that? Being not conformed. I think the Amplified Bible said, don't be adapted to it. You know, and I'm telling you, this is so important. You ain't going to experience the victory that Jesus won if you don't take the message of God, which has been given by the man or woman of God, if you're not taking the message serious, what is written in the Bible about you and I. I consider the Bible, thank you, Lord, I consider the Bible is to a manual. You know, you have your manual pertaining to a lot of plans when you buy them, even with your automobiles, to have a manual to tell you how how everything work in that automobile or for that appliance. Well, the Bible is a manual for our life. I believe, like the psalmist said, that God have a blueprint. Psalms 139 tell us, God know everything about us. God know my thoughts for God. Who know you better than your creator? And I find a lot of times people say, well, you know, Prophet Miller, I just don't know what God wants me to do in life. Read that. One of your problem is you don't know what the Bible say about you. You might be done hear what people are saying. Even with a lot of times when you hear us minister, we give you pass on information, pass on knowledge, understanding, and revelation. But do you not know God would have you to get your own person knowledge and understanding in revelation? Come on, somebody. So there too, again, that's why a lot of time I tell people, put your eyes on it. Okay, the Living Bible say, And so doing, dear brother and sister, I plead with you to give your bodies to God. Let them be a living and a holy sacrifice, the kind he will accept. When you think of what he have done for you, is this too much? Don't copy the behavior. Listen what it's saying. Look at that second verse. It said, don't copy the behavior and the custom of this world, but let God transfer you into a new person by changing the way you think. Listen, change the way you think. Then you would know what God wants you to do, and you would know how good and pleasing and perfect his will really is. Now, we're going to go to the Amplified. And, you know, even with that, I find out sometimes people will say, well, you know, you're being repetitious. Listen, just because you hear it one time, that don't mean it don't really. It's the old folks that sink into your heart. Amen? So there, too, again, you need to really meditate on this word. Come on, meditate. You see, I found out in Matthew, the sixth chapter, you can go there, you know, on your own time and read it in its entirety. But it started in that 24th or 25th. He started talking about taking no thought for your life. Better yet, the necessary things of life. What you gonna eat, what you gonna drink, what you gonna wear, and all that. Other words, he was telling you not to worry about anything. But then when you get in that 33rd verse of Matthew, the sixth chapter, he tell you to seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things. But do you not know a lot of us were trained to sit around and try to figure out how we're going to do this? Now, listen, God is not saying, wisdom said you can plan. Listen at me good. You do need to plan. You need to write things down and make some plan. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But he don't want you to sit around and worry about that. That's not the most important things about life. You know, I had to learn that the most important things about life is about your relationship with the Trinity. That's the most important thing. From the beginning, it was always God planned to communicate with humanity. And so there too, again, that's our number one. Once you get born again, you'll come into the knowledge, the realization that it's about a relationship with you. You know, and Jesus made it possible. The more I find out about what Jesus came to do and what he accomplished, I benefit from it, okay? But in Romans, the 12th chapter, we're going to drop down to the second verse, do for time's sake. It said, do not be conformed to this world, a fashion after adapted to its external, sufficient custom, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by it new ideas and it new attitudes, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and the accepted and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and accepted and perfect in his sight for you. See, there too, again, it's something you and I have to do. Now, I wrote some things in my note. It's a renewing of the mind. It's reconstructing of the soul. Listen, because we are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Now, some people don't realize that, but you have a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. The spirit man, listen, the spirit man make contact with the spirit man. Now, listen, the spirit man, now what he does now. Now, listen at me and rightly divide what I'm going to say. See, the wall is in the spirit realm. See, that's some all of us. That's why Paul said on one occasion, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war against it. That's why in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, Apostle, be strong in your union, your relationship with God. For you ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. These are spiritual beings. The wall is in the spirit realm. Well, with my spirit, I contact with spiritual things. With my body, with my flesh, we contact with the things in the natural. Amen? Are you still with me? Spirit of the man may contact with the world through the body. Without a body, we will float around in eternity. Our flesh is the only thing that holds us down in the world. But there too again, so you have to watch about this flesh, because the flesh is also what keeps us from sin into the spirit realm. And humanity have a constantly and a struggle between the soul and the spirit for controlling of the body. The soul wants to control our body with its kind of desire. The Holy Spirit in our spirit wants to control our body to glorify God in the earth realm. If the mind of a man can be controlled, its steps can be led. And that's why I'm going to talk about renewing your mind, because like I said, by renewing of our mind, what it does, it reconstructs our soul. That's why John the Baptist said on one occasion, he told them when they were saying they were Abraham's seed, and John the Baptist told them, let me see fruit of repentance. Repentance means to have a change of mind. You know, the Bible tells us in 3 John, he said, God wish above all that we would prosper, be in health, even if our soul is consists of our mind, will, and emotion. And I'm telling you, it is so important that it's our responsibility, yours and mine, to do something with our soul, with our mind. And the enemy seeks to get control over our mind. George Meyer had a bestseller book on the balance in the mind. See, if your mind can be dominated or controlled, then your steps, come on somebody. Well, and that's why it's so important, according to Joshua, the first chapter, God told Joshua to meditate in the law day and night. And he told him by meditating in it, he would be able to do it, and he would be successful. And so many times, if we're not careful, because of unrenewed mind, and we will make the mistake of going back to the former. Remember when Jesus had went off the scene, what did those disciples do? They went back fishing. I want you to hear me. The Bible tells us that we need to receive the engrafted word, which is able to save our soul. I'm telling you, God never intended for our outward man. Come on, somebody. God never intended for our outward man, their body, to dominate us. Now, as a born-again believer, God will have us to be led by the Spirit, not by the outward man. That's the way God created us, to be led by the Spirit. That's why even after the apostles and after Jesus, he told them to go to the upper room so they can receive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one that lead and guide us into all truth. Now, I found out, now, this ain't written, but this is in the same realm. It's two truths, the truth and a truth. Now, the truth is based upon what is written. Now, a lot of people go around and talk about a truth that don't even agree with the word. Y'all follow what I'm saying? It's the truth of God in God's word that Jesus said in John the 8th chapter that would set us free. And I tell you, if you continue, if we be consistent in that word, we'll continue to stay free. Believe it or not, whatever we intake through our seeing and hearing, it will affect our life. It will affect what comes out of our mouth. Amen? So there too, again, as I stated, I want you, here's the, like I said, in Romans the 6th chapter, it tells us that, in the 16th verse, I believe it tells you, whoever you yield your members to, that's what's going to dominate you, or you're a slave to it. And even though as a born-again believer, listen at me good, you can be a born-again believer that receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But you, instead of renewing your mind, you still allow your mind to be controlled by the negative of the things that is contrary to what God say for you. That's why I said in Hebrew, we need to be serious about the message that we hear. I always tell people, you don't just up and join the church because you like their choir or whatever. No, you need to pray first and make sure God is telling you to join it. And if God is telling you to join yourself to that ministry, then that means that that pastor, whether it's a male or female, God's going to put your destiny in their mouth. I want you to hear me. You know, even this morning in my time of meditation, the Lord showed me something, and it really blessed me. It really blessed me because, like I said, the Bible talk about a great falling away in the last days. And this is what God gave me through some study. It's because we're living in the days of apostasy. That means departed from the faith. It said many will become offended and fall away. Listen at me good. And this was really a revelation to me. He said they will consider themselves to have fallen away from the church, but they have really fallen away from God. See, the enemy will use, I have had people say, well, I done got hurt by the church. And what that do, the enemy used that to have you believe you leaving the church. And I was even talking to someone earlier this morning, and they were talking about, you know, they could just go to church. No, they may say, you don't have to necessarily go to church or to do something to that effect, but they were saying, I can just go to church and don't do nothing in the church. We got to be careful of these voices that's speaking to us that is contrary to what the word says. That's why we need to read our Bible. The Bible said, do everything else unto the Lord. And like I said, in the falling away, a lot of them is saying they leaving the church, but really, in reality, you leaving God. That's what you're doing. But the enemy wants you to believe it's the church fault. Well, if you ain't a student of the word, then you don't know what's influencing you. Let me read that again. Because we're living the day of apostasy, many will become offended and fall away. Jesus said in Matthew 13, whenever you hear the word, and if you don't understand the kingdom, when the enemy come at you, see, the enemy going to come at that word. See, first of all, the enemy do not want you and I to come into the knowledge, the understanding, and the revelation about who God is. And why you on this earth, what your purpose is or what mine is. He don't want a husband to know their purpose when it come down to loving their wife and watching over their family leave. Don't want wife to know her duties when it come down to being submissive. Don't want children to know. Y'all, come on. The enemy go to extreme measures to try to keep us from coming into the knowledge, the understanding, and the reality of what God say about us, our life, and our family in his word. I said this one time before, and when God gave me this revelation, I had to do a eulogy at a funeral. And the Lord gave this to me. He said, now, he says, appointed unto man once to die, but after that, the judgment. Now, a lot of people don't think too much about after they die. Even you got some believers. I know I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going, but they ain't thinking about the judgment part. You understand what I'm saying? But that's why the Bible said we're going to give an account. Do you not know your pastor going to give an account, whether they male or female, the way that they led you, the way they leaded you? Come on, somebody. Now, it's all ain't on them, but I'm just letting you know that a pastor, that a person that said they a pastor, if they ain't sought by God, they on danger ground. Come on. That's why we need to pray, take the message and the word of God serious. That's why you need to get in that word and read it. Ain't it amazing when it comes down to some of them natural things? Now, don't get me wrong. The Bible talk about the spiritual world is the natural. But when it come down to the things of God, some people feel like, I just go to church. I ain't got to read my Bible. You need to read your Bible. I use this word a lot of times. Put your eyes on it. That's why I try to show you in the scriptures. Now, Prophet Miller don't have the final revelation. I want you to know his many parts in the Bible, body, and each one have our part to play. Each one have a joint to supply. And I ain't going to tell nobody, this is the final revelation. But you need to get in your Bible. You need to get a desire. Now, when I first got saved, and I believe you did too, if you were born again, I just wanted to read the Bible. But as time began to go on, I found myself through detraction. Come on, somebody. Things begin to detract me. Things begin to take priority instead of the Word of God. Come on. And I don't know about you, I begin to drift. Now, what I'm saying, I didn't backslide. No, I didn't go back in the Word. You got some saints, they would not be found committing adultery or cursing. Come on, somebody. But when it comes down to dealing with unforgiveness and when it's dealing with offenses, they got a problem. Loose lips sank the ship. Now, that's not scripture, but that's from my ancestors I picked up. But anyway, you follow what I'm saying? And like I said, Jesus said many going to be offended. Come on. That's how some people is leaving the church, don't want to go to church. They got offended by the pastor. They got offended by somebody in the church, and now they don't want to go. But see, the Bible said many going to depart from the faith. They're going to heed to doctrine and teaching of the devil. In other words, they're being seduced by the devil. Now, the Bible tells us not to forsake ourselves from not assembling. God will have you to go in the church. See, the Bible tells us you go to church so you can be perfected and equipped to know how to live on this earth. Come on. We live in a fallen world. Come on. And you need to know what part you and I have to play. The Bible says the believer is the light of the world. But I wanted you to see that. And it said they will consider themselves to have fallen away only from the church. They talking about church hurt. But they have deceitfully fallen away from God. And I believe this key reason for the wounded spirit that they need for inner healing. And I think, and sometimes, y'all, we all have got hurt. I want you to hear me. I have been offended in church myself. Come on. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit because he had to show me what was going on. He had to show me how to rightly divide his word. Now, Now, I just got the reading from the Amplified, Romans, the 12th chapter, and I was reading about how he was telling us not to be conformed to this world, but it was talking about renewing your mind. And, y'all, this is something we have to do daily. Now, quickly, let's go to Proverbs 16:32. Like I said, I've been wanting you to see this because it's so important. Proverbs 16:32. Proverbs 16:32. And it is written, Proverbs 16:32. It's the he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that takes a city. You see that? Now, I wanted you to see that because the Bible says anger rests in the bosom of a fool. In Ephesians, it tells us neither give place to the devil. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. It's God's will for us to control our emotions. It's God's will for us to control what comes out of our mouth. The psalmist said, Lord said, watch over my mouth, keep the doors to my lips, that I won't say something that ain't got no business. And one, this scripture tells us that a soft word turn away wrath. And I think sometimes that the Bible tells us not only we need to pay earnestly what we hear, but the Bible tells us we need to be slow to speak and whip to hear. And I think I had to learn, I need to think before I speak. Prophet, have you ever spoke before you with that? Yeah, I done did it. I'm sure you done did it too. But there too, again, these are things that we have to practice. We have to train ourselves to do it. I found out you can train yourself. You go on a job, when you first get there, you don't know anything about that job. But there's some of them, when I was on the job, they'll send you to training school for like 6 weeks. Now, that's what they did when I was on the job, a full-time job. But that was for me to learn how to run that job. So I had to train myself. Then I had to train myself. Like I said, certain jobs, you know, I worked third, and third shift was from 12 to 8 in the morning. Second shift was like from 4 to 12. First shift was from like 8 to 4, and then, you know, like that. But there, too, again, you have to train yourself. And like I said, a lot of times when you're thinking about natural things, it just comes. So now, you know, it's okay to do that. But when it comes down to the things of God, the enemy, because of lack of knowledge and ignorance, he wants you to believe, I can't. I remember the Bible said, be slow to speak, I can't, God. See, one scripture said, you're snared by the words that come out of your mouth. Y'all, you know, and see, all of these things that we need to take serious. Amen. Okay, another scripture, let's go to Proverbs 18 and 14. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? I got to read that from the Amplified. That right there. Ooh, that's good. You see, when, like I said, a lot of times people, they use the term not church hurt. They hurt me. But you got a wounded spirit. You need to keep your spirit strong. Come on, somebody. Father Miller, what you talking about? I'm gonna tell you the word is good just all by itself. When I find out by the word you're condemned, by the word you're saved, and by the word you condemn, y'all, that makes a difference. 16. We'll go back to the 16. Verse, Proverbs 16 and 32, and I'm trying to slow down because I get excited. The word just blesses me. He said, he who is slow to anger, I'm reading from the Amplified, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. He who rules his own spirit than he who takes a city. That is the Bible. This ain't what Prophet Miller, And see, this is the menu. The Bible tell us why we was created and how we. And when you go in the epistles in the Bible, in the New Testament, do you not know those epistles is to the ones that done received Jesus? It's telling us how we supposed to operate on this earth after we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. But we first, if Paul said, you got to do something with your mind. That soulish realm, my mind, my will, and my emotion. God never intended for my emotion to lead me. The Bible says men is led by the spirits of sons of God. If Jesus would allow his emotion to lead him when he was being tempted in the wilderness, he wouldn't have came out victorious because the enemy tried to get him to eat. It wasn't time for him to eat. He did. He tried it. I give you the whole world if you bow down to me. See, that was the flesh. Come on now. I might be getting ahead of myself, but, you know, I'm trying to get this in. You might tune in on Thursday, and some of this we might have to go back. But I want to show you the seriousness of the word of God, and it's up to you. Once they give you a job, they don't come and pick you up. They don't wake you up and call you and say, okay, you need to be to work at 8 o'clock, but it's 6:30, so I'm waking you up so you can get up and take a bath. They don't do that. That's your responsibility. And because the seriousness of it, you going to do that. But when it comes down to the spirit, man, if you sit around and observe, the enemy don't want you to get in this word. He don't want you to make time for it. You know, I would read my Bible prophet, but I just don't have time. You just don't know, I have to cook, I have to do this, I got children, I got to do that. But then you go on the job and you make time. You find, you'll let something go undone to prepare for that. But when it comes down to spirit, why? Because the enemy know, I'm going to use this term. This is a one shot. If I die, God forbid it, because I know I have some more work to do on this earth. But if I don't live the 30 years, and if I die, and then I didn't make Jesus the Lord of my life, or I didn't do what, y'all, that ain't God's fault. That's your fault. But the enemy don't want you to accept your responsibility or be accountable for your act. We want to blame somebody else. That's flesh. But listen, with I'm going to read that again. That's the, he said, 32nd verse, Proverbs 16, 30, he who is slow to anger better than the mighty, he who rules his own spirit than he who takes a city. Now, we're going to go to Proverbs 18 and 14. I think, boy, this is good. Proverbs 18 and 14. Proverbs 18 and 14. The strong spirit of a man, listen, now that man, that means one man too now. The strong spirit of a man sustain him in bodily pain or trouble. But a weak and a broken spirit, who can raise up or bear it? Now you see that? You see that? Lord have mercy. See, you got, and see, you have, just like in the natural, I have to feed my natural body with food. Where you have to feed your, you have to keep your spirit strong with the word of God. That's why a lot of times when adversity hit, affliction or persecution comes, some of the saints can't endure it because of what? They ain't meditating on the word. They ain't been reading the word, and they fled, just take over. And then they own themselves up to be influenced by the enemy. Come on, somebody. And then you want to, well, if they want to say this, I want to get, no. You. Now the one. No, you supposed to, I supposed. See, the Bible said, let every man work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Reason why he said trembling, because we got to realize we got to give an account the way we living. And God is looking at us. The some say he know my thoughts flow off. You know everything about me, God. Yeah, you might can hide some things from people. You might can hide some things from your leader. But when it comes down to God, you can't hide anything from God. You can't. Yeah, you got something. Well, I don't believe in hell. Well, just because you don't believe in hell, that don't mean it ain't no hell. You ain't got to believe in heaven. That don't mean it ain't no heaven. You ain't got to believe that you got that it's such thing as water, but it's water. But see, this is how the enemy would deceive you. Let me go to Proverbs 25 and 28. I done got ahead of myself. I got excited. Proverbs 25 and 28. I'm just reading from the Amplified right now. He who have no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broke down and without walls. Don't you know, if you don't have no control over your spirit, that's why Paul said, I keep my body under subjection, that when I don't preach to others, I don't be a castaway. If you don't have no control over your emotion, or over your a constant casting down the imagination, the thoughts that exalt itself. Well, honey, the enemy had just come in there. That's how he get it. That's how he get control. But ain't this amazing on your job, you know, that I'm not a smoker, and I haven't read in the Bible if you smoke, you going to hell, you know. But you know, according to, you know, the medical and science, they said smoking is bad for your body, your lungs and stuff. But I'm making a point here. But the thing is, when we don't do what this word say do, y'all, we suffer the consequences. It's amazing. We take, like I said, I'm using the job, and I ain't trying to, I'm not condemning you, but the according to the Bible, God don't condemn us, but the Spirit of God convict us. And according to the word of God, and when you think about it, when it's time to go on that job, this is how God helped me in the beginning. He used to remind me. Now, some people might say, well, Prophet Miller, what you teaching, talking about today, that's elementary. It might be elementary, but a lot of them not forgot it. You see, if you don't keep this word before you and continue and being a doer, you'll forget it. That's why James said, don't be just a hearer, but be a doer. James said, don't be like looking in the, reading the word and not being a consistent doer of the word. He said, it's like looking in a mirror and looking at some, on your calendar, and you see some need to be changed, and if you don't immediately change, a lot of times you forget it need to be changed or something, give it your attention. Well, it's the same way with the Word of God. That's why Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you're going to have to deny yourself. And some of you, y'all listen to it. These scriptures don't automatically be fulfilled in our life. Yes, the promise of God is yes and amen, but they don't just automatically manifest. I have, and for one reason, because we live in a fallen world. The other reason, we have an enemy, who is the devil, Lucifer. Peter said, listen, Peter tell us, your adversary goes about as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Come on, somebody. He said seeking because he knows some saint is not ignorant of his device. Paul said God don't want us to be ignorant of Satan's device. And I tell you, the enemy make his entrance through our flesh. Yes, he do. John talk about the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. He talk about that. The eyes, come on. But I'm telling you, this is so important. At 25, I'm telling you what he said. Look at that. Look at 25 and 28. I'm in Proverbs 25th chapter, the 28th verse. He said, he who have no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broke down without walls. And anytime some don't have walls, anything can just come in. Come on, somebody. Oh, that's good word, good word, good word. Now, I would say all of that, Jesus, that wasn't in the way I wanted to give it, but that's the way it came out. Let's go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. That's really what I wanted to get. We might have to, we probably going to have to stop before we get, but I want you to see this. Let's go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Now, in that seven, I'm going to start at that 17th verse, but my goal is to get down to that 27th verse. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to it today, but it said, neither give place to the devil. Listen, even though Satan is defeated, but the enemy can influence us. Amen. In Matthew, the 16th chapter, in Matthew, the 16th chapter, when Jesus asked the disciples, who do men say that that the Son of Man was? They said, some said John the Baptist, some said Elijah, some said Jeremiah. But then he said, but who you say that I am? And Peter answered that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then it gone to tell us that Jesus complimented Peter and said that flesh and blood hadn't revealed it to him, but his father had revealed it. Then he went on to tell him. Now, I'm going to drop down for time's sake. For time's sake, he told him about, upon this rock I'm going to build my church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it and all of that. But in that 21 verse, he said, from that time forth, Jesus began to tell his disciples what was going to take place. And how the elders going to suffer the chief scribes and be killed and again on the third day. But then in that 22nd verse, it said Peter, he said, then took he Peter and rebuked him, saying, and Peter began to tell Jesus, Master, this stuff ain't going to happen to you. But then it said Jesus turned. Now, Peter was the one who was speaking this and going contrary to what Jesus was telling them was going to take place. But it said when Jesus turned, he didn't say Peter. But Jesus was able to discern that Peter was being influenced by Satan. And he began to turn and said, Satan, get behind me. He didn't tell Peter to get behind me. But he said, Satan, get behind me. When you go back to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, like I say, we're going to start at that 17th verse. I kind of got this because sometimes, y'all, And God is helping me. Sometimes I be trying to get it all in there. I know they didn't be wrong in one night, but this word, the word of God is so good. And I know everybody don't receive it on the same level because everybody in different maturity level when it comes down to the things of God. But y'all, this is so serious. We got too many people allowing themselves to be offended. And like I said, a lot of times, I don't agree with some things that I hear that's going on in the church. But y'all, I found this out through the word of God. God knows what's going on. God knows everything to know about that leader. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy, the second chapter, it tells us that we need to pray for those in authority. And y'all, that is so true. You know, but there too, again, the Bible even tells us, Jesus tells us how we need to pray for those that mistreat us. Come on now. But there too, again, like I say, I'm going to start here. I know we ain't going to finish. I'm going to go to the Amplified and go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Like I said, I know we is not going to be able to complete this, but with the help of the Lord, if the Lord allow us, we going to start on this Thursday. But I'm going to start today with the Amplified at 17 verse, Ephesians 4 and 17. But like I said, I want to get to it. My goal is that neither give place to the devil. And you and I can give place to the enemy, the devil. And that's why it's so important. You got this. What I said, the renewing of the mind is reconstructing of the soul. Come on now. The enemy is after our mind. Come on, son. And he do it through the flesh desire. Flesh have desires. Come on now. The devil can't make me do nothing. As a born-again believer, he can't make you. But he can entice and influence us. Come on, somebody. And he always going to try to get us to go to extreme measure, to go contrary to what God is saying. And you that don't know what the word say, and you going on what somebody told you instead of reading the word, you ain't nothing but a prime candidate for the enemy. He banking on you don't know. He banking on you reading this word and don't believe it and trust this word. He banking on that. And Paul was writing to people, the church, he would write to them because they were saved and they loved their God. But if you go in Revelation, you'll find out that they backslide. They lost their first love. It's possible as a born-again believer, you can lose your first love with the Lord. You can lose that desire for the things of God. You can lose that hunger and thirst for God's word. You don't want to read the word no more. You don't want to do what the word say no more. And that's why Paul said to the Corinthians, he said, you carnal-minded Christian. Yeah, he called them carnal-minded Christian. He said, because where envy and strife at, you are carnal-minded Christian. You acting just like the world. And we have some carnal-minded Christian in the body of Christ because they choose not to renew and keep their mind renewed. They constantly letting the outward man try to dominate the inward man. Come on, somebody. And I'm telling you, I've been hurt. I've been offended. I've been rejected as a born-again believer. I'm not telling you I died everybody and crossed every T because I don't. But I am telling you that we all have to work out our own soul salvation. We all is going to be held accountable. Because guess what? Because of Jesus coming, death, burial, and resurrection. Yeah, we can live a Christian life. Don't let the enemy make you think you can't. We can do everything God said do. Because grace, now a lot of people, and I thank God, one of the definition of grace, it tells us that it's favor, unmerited favor. But the second one that God, I use a lot, is God will empower you and I. But see, you can let your flesh, okay, we're going to do that. God, we're going to have to start in Ephesians, the fourth chapter on Thursday, if the Lord will. But listen, you can let your flesh dominate you so much and be in control so much. The enemy have you think, I can't do it. Well, I just can't forgive. Well, I just can't forgive the pastor. I just can't do it. They just, and then you find yourself, the Bible says, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. Then you find, they just get on my nerve. I don't want to be right. Them church folks ain't right. No, don't put everybody in that. You the one, because you ain't been consistent in renewing your mind and reading this word and meditating on this word and being a doer of the word. Now you want to blame somebody else. No, it's your fault. And I'm telling you, you and I, it's our responsibility to do something with our soul, mind, will, and emotion. And I'm telling you, you can get wounded. That's why I showed you in Proverbs, 16:32, 18:14. Proverbs 25, you and I have to do something with our emotion. And once we get our mind renewed and we meditate on that word and we do that word, we speak that, we can reel our emotion in. Faith ain't got nothing to do with your feelings. Now, y'all, I'm telling you, I know I'm on the road. And God have mercy, God help us. But faith ain't got nothing to do with your feelings. God never intended for our feelings, for us to be led by our feelings. He wants us to be led by the Holy Spirit. He wants us to be led by logo. He wants us to be led by rhema. Logo is the written word. Rhema is when the Holy Spirit will reveal to you and I in the moment of the hour what is written we need to do. And my time is up. I tell you, I'm on the roll. I'm excited. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your word. I give you praise. I give you honor and glory. I pray now. I bind up the spirit of detraction. And, Father, those that have been wounded, as we call it, church hurt, they need that inner healing. David said he restores my soul. Father, I pray for healing for them right now. I pray, God, that they will see at the root of their pain, the enemy came in. Whoever they offended with right now, I pray in Jesus' name that, Father, you will show them the root cause of it and they would allow the Holy Spirit to heal them. In Jesus' name, amen. I got to stop. I done went over about my, not 2 minutes of my time. We're going to stop right there. Tune in with us on Thursday. I want to finish this. Enjoy the rest of your day.